A Dragonling's Easter, Dragonlings of Valdir, by S. E. Smith. Performed by David Brennan. Chapter 1.
What are you doing?
Zoran Rykiel asked, wrapping his arms around his mate's waist and pulling her back against him. Abby relaxed against him as she studied the last Easter egg she had designed. Each softball-sized egg had a miniature replica of a dragonling in the center. She had even made one for Vox and Riley's new cub, Rome. She had been feeling whimsical, and all the new flowers blooming had made her think of Easter back on her mountain. Now, a row of the colorful glass and semi-precious jeweled eggs lined the workbench in the large studio set on the upper level of the palace. She reached out and gently touched the colorful blown glass egg featuring their son, Zohar.
I was thinking of Easter, Abby admitted with a sigh. My grandparents loved the different holidays. Every Easter we would spend hours dyeing eggs and decorating them up. Then my grandfather would get up extra early and hide them, she laughed as she tilted her head back to gaze up into his eyes. I never did find them all. Edna would bring Bo up, and he would invariably find the ones I missed and roll in them.
Zoran frowned in confusion as he stared down at the delicate egg. It still amazed him, the beauty and attention to detail Abby was able to recreate with bits of glass. It reminded him of her and their son, beautiful and precious. His arms tightened, and a low growl rumbled from him as he bent his head to press his lips against her neck. His tongue swept over the silky flesh three times before he felt his dragon stir in excitement. He pressed against her to let her feel his arousal. Her swift inhale of breath and the tilt of her head to expose more of her throat to him told him she was not immune to his desire.
Zohar?
He asked in a husky growl.
Your mom and Paul have him, Abby groaned. They...
Her voice died when his hands moved up to cup her breasts.
Good,
he whispered, before he called to his dragon. Abby's loud moan echoed through the room as the intense heat of the dragon's fire swept through her. Her dragon answered her mate's call immediately with a passion of her own. Pale blue, gold, and white scales rippled up over her arms as he breathed into her. Shivers of desire racked her body as she gripped the strong arms holding her.
Zoran,
Abby groaned hungrily. The sound of ripping cloth echoed loudly in the room as sharp claws cut through the tunic covering her clothes. Soon, her shirt and skirt lay in tattered remains on the floor along with it. Refusing to give in easily, Abby twisted in Zoran's arms as he reluctantly pulled back. Her dark blue eyes flashed with fire as she stepped to the side and shifted. Her dragon, excited at the idea of the chase, bounded with delight. She ran her long tongue around his wrist before she turned and rushed for the open doors overlooking the gardens far below. She paused for a moment to glance back over her shoulder at her mate as she gripped the stone railing. With a soft snort, she turned back around and launched herself into the air. A loud roar followed her as she swept through the cool evening air and over the walls of the palace. Abby lifted her face to the refreshing breeze as she flew. She could feel the heat of Zoran's dragon as he caught up with her. She loved how he flew closer to her until their wings actually brushed against each other at times. As the large meadow not far from palace came into view, he rose until he was flying slightly above her. She knew he was scanning the area to make sure it was safe.
I love being able to fly. I don't think I will ever get tired of it, she murmured to him.
This is what I will never get tired of, Zoran responded with a low growl.
Abby's gasp turned to a soft, delighted chuckle as the large dragon above her suddenly wrapped his tail around hers, spinning her in midair. The moment her soft underside was exposed, he gripped her front claws in his and drew her closer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?